Live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing.
All right, everybody, welcome in. Final hour as we say hello to you at the 2 o'clock hour and roll all the way until 3. Mitch Sherman, you've heard him on our program many times. It's fun when we get a chance to chat with Mitch, ESPN. He comes to us on the Draft House 50 Hotline Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Mitch, good afternoon, pal.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
I'm doing great. You are based in Omaha. You have been covering the College Baseball World Series. And I've watched some of your tweets all the time from there. And I think that you were at the Oregon State. Were you at Oregon State LSU? Were you at that game as well?
I was on Monday night. I've been at every game and will continue to be. So if I don't know what day it is, then excuse me for that.
Okay, fair enough. How impressed, because I thought that with what I was reading on some of your tweets, that the Oregon State Beavers were far and away the real deal.
Yeah, that was the game that was supposed to be, I think, the precursor to the championship. I mean, LSU and Oregon State can't get together in the championship series next week because they're on the same side of the bracket, mm-hmm. but it was, I think, viewed a little bit as the de facto championship. A lot of people felt, and I felt, going into the tournament that that might have been the two best teams, certainly the two hottest teams. Oregon State came into that game on a 22-game winning streak to Omaha on a 21-game winning streak, and LSU was at 17 consecutive wins going into that game Monday night, and it was 13-1 Oregon State. And from the first pitch of the game, it was dominated by the Beavers. They nice little drag bunt to start the game on the first pitch. That guy, Stephen Kwan, came around and scored two batters later, and they were off and running. And the thing with this Oregon State team that I noticed in their first game on Saturday against Cal State Fullerton, when with that 21-game winning streak, they got down 5-1 after I think four innings. They did not play like you would expect a college team to play in that situation. You know, the same thing in the big leagues. Teams get tight when they get down three or four runs, and maybe they get impatient, start to swing at pitches outside of the strike zone. The game slows down for the opponent. It was just the opposite with Oregon State. I mean, you just so rarely see that from a college team, but Oregon State was still in control of the game, dictating the tempo on the mound and at the plate. And sure enough, they came back and won that game 6-5, and then won over LSU 13-1, and it was just pure domination. So I don't know how either LSU or Florida State, who play tonight for the right to get back against the Beavers on Friday, I don't know how they're going to pull off two consecutive wins on Friday and Saturday to get into the championship series. Oregon State just looks too good for me at this point. And the Beavers are 56-4 this year. Mm-hmm. So it's not just an Omaha thing. It's been going on since February.
Has there been much talk about the player who apparently the Oregonian newspaper uncovered he was a sex offender? Has there been much talk of that there since he did not come with the Oregon State Beaver baseball team?
You know, not a lot since the first day. Last Friday, when Oregon State was out with every other team, Beavers were the first team out of practice on Friday morning. And, yeah, there was talk about it then. Some of the players were asked about it and completely steered clear of that issue. Pat Casey, Oregon State's coach, has he's answered the questions, but you're talking about Luke Heimlich, who is a pitcher, their best pitcher, on All-American, right, with a sub-1 ERA. He's been their number one starter all year. And a report came out in the Oregonian a couple of weeks ago before the Super Regional that in 2011 he was charged and convicted with child molestation as a 15-year-old kid, and served, you know, he served probation and the things that were required of him, he did, and then it came out in part this year because he failed, as is required by law, to re-register as a sex offender in the state of Oregon. So, yeah, it's a difficult issue for sure, and he took himself out of the Super Regional, took himself out of the College World Series. If he was in Omaha and was playing for Oregon State, clearly it would be a mm-hmm. much bigger problem, a much bigger issue. And as it stands now, as it is, because he's not with the team, the focus has primarily remained on the guys who are here.
Okay.
Well, it looks like we're certainly maybe looking at an Oregon State-Florida matchup. You mentioned you really like Oregon State to come out of that top part, bracket number one. Out of TCU and Louisville, who will see play against each other in an elimination game, who do you think would have the best shot of upending, coming back, and double-dipping the Gators?
You know, I'd probably go with TCU. And I mean, it's a coin toss. Those two teams are both national seeds. I think a lot of people felt like Louisville coming into this tournament was maybe the second-best team in the field, despite being seeded seventh overall nationally. The Cardinals got knocked a little by the selection committee for having a substandard non-conference schedule in comparison to say, Oregon State or LSU or North Carolina, which was from the same league as Louisville and was the two-seed overall, didn't make it to Omaha. Louisville won the ACC regular season, has the best player in the country in Brendan McKay. So I could see it definitely going that way. TCU, to me, is the more seasoned of these two teams. This is the Horned Frogs' fourth consecutive trip to the College World Series. And they have the pitching depth and just the veteran leadership that I think would give them a shot against the Gators. But I feel much the same way or almost as strongly about Florida on that side as I do about Oregon State in bracket one. Florida's allowed two runs in one game, or I'm sorry, one run in two games in 18 innings of baseball at the College World Series, and that would be the fourth time in the history of the metal bat era, which goes back to 1974, that a team's opened this tournament by giving up just one run in the first two games. So pretty dominant the Gators are not getting the same kind of attention as Oregon State because of that crazy record for Oregon State, but Florida has been very good too.
You know, this is some pretty high quality baseball. It generally is when they show up in Omaha. Have the crowds reference the type of caliber of baseball that is being played? In other words, has this series once again drawn big crowds?
Oh, yeah. And the night games in particular have had 24,000 sell out at TD Ameritrade Park. Yeah, the LSU Oregon State game on Monday night was close to 25,000. There's tickets available usually in the mornings at the box office, anywhere from about 500 to 1,000 tickets go on sale at 10 o'clock in the morning each day, and they're gone by noon. So no difference in the crowds. It's been hot out there too.
Right.
It's mid-90s today or low 90s right now, and fortunately there's only an evening game today when the temps should be a little lower, but those 1 p.m. games when it's 95 degrees are rough, and you see some empty patches in the seats with people who have had the full book of season College World Series tickets and don't show up, but you know it's still 80-90% full, and then the night games have been packed at the stadium.
Always good to see there. Hey, have you gotten anything? We talked a lot, obviously, about Rick Heller and the run of Iowa again mm-hmm. this year, getting back to the NCAA tournament. Alabama was a job that was open, though that closed quickly as they hired an assistant from Auburn. Imagine that one going down that
yeah,
route down
really.
There. But have you heard anybody talking about Rick Heller, maybe his name being bandied about with some job openings that are out there, some of the bigger baseball programs, say down south or out west?
You know, this is like football has the crazy season in December. It's always a backstory at the College World Series, the jobs that come open because there's only eight teams left. So if there are changes that are going to be made around the country, this is the time that it happens in the regionals and super regionals and as more teams get eliminated during the College World Series. I know Oklahoma just promoted an assistant coach, Skip Johnson, the pitching coach, yesterday or the day before. To answer your question, have not heard any talk about Rick Heller. And that's not to say that it couldn't be out there. I've been focused on the eight teams that are here more so than the teams that aren't here. But, I know with Heller, he's an Iowa guy through and through and coached at Northern Iowa when it had a program before coming to the Hawkeyes. So you wouldn't think that he's a guy who's going to jump unless it's an absolutely, a can't-miss type of situation. I believe South Carolina has an opening or had an opening, which is an elite program. It certainly had not heard him connected with that. I would think that Iowa is is safe in that regard, but you never know. And I certainly don't have my ear to the concrete like some others do who cover college baseball year round.
Mitch Sherman is our guest. He comes to us on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. Mitch, changing sports, since you're right there in Nebraska, Keyshawn Johnson's kid says he's not going to be on the football team. He's going to leave school. What's been the response around Cornhusker country with him not playing?
It's just kind of stunning news, to be honest. And I mean, this is another case in point of why you should maybe temper your excitement about recruits. Keyshawn Johnson Jr. has been on the radar of Nebraska since Mike Riley took over in Lincoln in that offseason before he coached the 2015 season. Keyshawn Sr. brought some of the kids from Calabasas, California, out to Lincoln for the spring game that year in 2015, including Keyshawn Jr. and Tristan Jebbia, the quarterback there at Calabasas. They both ended up committing to Nebraska, signing with Nebraska, coming to Lincoln early as early enrollees this last winter. And so despite the fact that Keyshawn Johnson Jr. has never played a down for Nebraska, never been eligible to play a down for Nebraska, and wouldn't have been until this September, he's very well known by fans of this program. And, you know, he had an incident a couple of weeks ago where he was caught with marijuana in his dorm room. So clearly that played a role in this. I don't imagine it's the entire reason. Sounds more like Keyshawn Johnson Sr. Loomed large in this decision. You said, you know, Keyshawn Jr. has decided to leave. I don't know that it was entirely his decision. I think Mike Riley had some say in it. I think Keyshawn Sr. had some say in it. And those two were very close going back to Riley's time around the USC program and around and just being in Southern California. He was, of course, the San Diego Chargers head coach. So they go way back. And I think they got their heads together and decided, for whatever reason, a variety of reasons, probably including this recent citation, that it's best that Keyshawn Jr. back away from here and get his head straight. And it sounds like the intention is to bring him back to California, be with his family, mature, and then come back to Lincoln in January. Now, I say that and fully knowing that usually when a player leaves a program, he doesn't come back. We'll see. This may be a unique case because of that relationship between the family and the coaching staff. But I would have to say at this point, I'll be surprised if we ever see Keyshawn Jr. in a Nebraska uniform. He may well prove me wrong, but it's something we won't find out until 6-7 months down the road.
Another news over at Nebraska, Bob Elliott. Of course, people here in this state know him very well from his days in both Ames and Iowa City, but sounds like taking a step away. We know there's been some health problems in the past, not a whole lot in the release, but were you able to hear anything more about that, Mitch?
I think it's a safe. It's safe to generalize and assume that there is some kind of a health concern. Certainly a personal concern with Bob Elliott. He has not been out on the road recruiting for Nebraska. It was not during this recently ended spring evaluation period. Of course, as a full-time assistant coach, he would be in that role if he was up to it. So the release stated yesterday that he's taking a step back for personal reasons. Scott Booker, who's been with the Nebraska staff in a support role, formerly at Notre Dame, along with Elliott, is going to step in and coach the safeties this year while Elliott is an analyst. He won't be again recruiting. Yeah, I think the main concern here is for Bob Elliott and his health. He is a cancer survivor, so the hope is that whatever he's facing is treatable and that he can get back on the sideline sometime soon.
Having a conversation with Mitch Sherman, ESPN, on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. Let's go to the NBA draft, Mitch. There are some Big 12 conference basketball players who will get their names called. Do you have a pick of the litter of who the top players will be? Will it be Jared Allen out of Texas? Could it be the guard from Oklahoma State, Jawan Evans, Monte
Joshua
Morris
Jackson.
From Iowa? Huh?
Joshua Jackson.
And Joshua Jackson out of Kansas, yes. Do you have a particular guy that, aside from Jackson, since he's going to go so high, Monte Morris at Iowa State, the rest of the guys, how do you rate them, and where do you think that they may end up in the draft?
Well, my coverage of Big 12 basketball this year was limited to the Big 12 basketball tournament, and I loved what I saw from Monte Morris. I see that Jackson is projected as probably a top three to top five pick.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get to see him play other than on TV since he was suspended for the Big 12 tournament. Morris at Iowa State, you know, watching him definitely looked like a guy who is going to be equipped to handle the point and play at the NBA level. So, you know, without knowing as much as I probably should to answer this question from an educated standpoint, I'll say I'm interested to see where Morris goes and, you know, what kind of a chance he gets at the next level. Obviously, it's a lot different kind of challenge than doing what he has done so well at Iowa State over the last few years. But I'll have my eye on him for sure. And, yeah, I mean, Jackson as a one-and-done guy is – definitely the one to, I think who's out of these Big 12 players who are going to hear their names called this week, the one to keep your eye on for having the longest career.
Good stuff. Hey, Mitch, we're out of time for today. Appreciate it. And an easy day for you, right? No doubleheader of baseball for once.
No, it's nice. Four straight doubleheaders, and tonight it's just one game at the park, LSU and Florida State in an elimination game. So should be a great crowd out there with those Tiger fans who are crazy for their baseball team. Despite the 93 degree temperatures, I'm sure they're tailgating right now around downtown Omaha.
You can smell the bourbon when the LSU fans are around you, no doubt about it. Mitch, enjoy it. We'll talk again soon.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks,
guys.
Thanks, Mitch. See you later. There you go, Mitch Sherman, ESPN. A little college baseball. I mean, look, it's
fun. What
are
you doing asking a hoops question?
I just thought I would because I knew that he went to the tournament.
Right. But he doesn't cover it on a full-time basis.
Know,
he's a football guy.
I know he's a football guy, but still he
anything
was there.
Anything to talk about your crappy
NBA.
Well,
I was just tossing that one out, that's all. I just want to see how this all breaks down. That's it.
Coming up on the other side, we're going to talk baseball. Chris Cotella is going to join us. Some games in progress currently. The Red Sox and the Royals, they're tied up at 2 apiece. No score with the Padres and the Cubs as they play in the bottom of the third. And if you're a degenerate like myself and you had the Nationals today, Max Scherzer rolling along, no hitter into the eighth inning. The Marlins win it 2-1.
No!
And some people still believe that the win is a good category in determining who's a good starting pitcher.
Wow.
Max Scherzer takes the loss 2-1 as he falls to the Marlins. We'll come back. Baseball talk. Chris Cotella joins us. Jimmy B and TC live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studios.
The big games play here. Westwood One Sports on Des Moines Station for news, talk, sports. 1700 KBGG.
Summer is here, and when the storms hit and your roof leaks, it's time to call Wolf Construction. From a complete re-roof to just fixing that leaky roof, the roofing staff has experience working with many different roof systems with Wolf Construction and a knowledge of how the roof system works best for your home. Wolf Construction will do their best to honor you with timely communication, a job well done, and a price that's fair. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-225-8866 or online. WolfConstruction.net.
This is Rob Doheny with Next Generation Realty. Welcome to the best real estate market since 2008. Why pay those overpriced 5, 6, or 7% commissions? Next Generation Realty offers a flat fee as low as $39.90, and you get top exposure on Zillow, Trulia, plus all the services of a licensed real estate broker. The results speak loudly. We've saved our home sellers over $35 million. Call Next Generation Realty first. 224-9900. Save thousands.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Listen, as a hiring manager, I've got to tell you, the best job candidate isn't always the typical candidate. Sometimes they're a grad of life.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Sometimes the best candidates aren't the ones you're used to.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
1700 KBGG is proud to be part of Zoo Brew at the Blank Park Zoo. Join us every Wednesday from 5:30 to 9 p.m. for great live local music, food, brews, and fun. And you can party with the animals. But it's just for the grown-ups, so make sure you're at least 21. Zoo Brew, Wednesday nights at the Blank Park Zoo. Brought to you by Hy-Vee and 1700 KBGG.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Jim Brunson, Trent Condon, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Live from the Wolf Construction Studio, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back. 264-1700, that's 264-1700 if you would like to get in on the show. By the way, tomorrow, with the NBA draft going that for tomorrow night, all kinds of things, we have booked Tiki Barber from CBS. What time is Tiki going to make his appearance here?
He'll be with us tomorrow at 12:45.
Okay. So
you want to talk NBA draft?
No.
With Tiki Barber?
No, I'll ask him.
Okay.
But we're going to do NFL with Tiki.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's a well-rounded sports guy.
Okay.
Okay, he's dialed into the NFL. That's his strong suit, but he
right.
does everything.
We get 15 minutes with Tiki Barber with our relationship with CBS Sports.
I'm going to talk NFL with him.
And you want to talk NBA draft
I might ask him about soccer.
Why? I mean, I understand, if we were doing, if he was with us for the full 3 hours, sure.
Yeah.
But you want to talk NBA draft with Tiki Barber.
I might throw a question at him.
Goodness gracious,
yeah.
Jim. I know you like the NBA.
He's got opinions.
Right.
Yeah.
But in the limited time we have, be better served for our audience?
We'll do NFL.
To talk about his expertise.
Yes, we will.
Much like we had Mitch Sherman.
Yes.
Wouldn't we be better served to ask him?
We did.
I don't know, Big 12 football, which he covers on a day-to-day basis?
We asked him. We asked him about football. We asked him about the Keyshawn Johnson Jr. thing.
Right.
So you can't just pigeonhole a guy. Just because he's a former player, his expertise would be the NFL.
Yeah.
But he has broadened his horizons since working in sports talk radio and on television.
He's going to give us something good?
Yeah, I think so.
I'd rather talk NFL with
Tiki. He works in New York.
Uh huh.
Okay. I want to hear what he has to say about the Knicks. And Porzingis, if he's really up for trade. I'll ask him that question.
Phil Jackson has to stop.
He's got to go.
He's like an inside mole or something. What is he doing?
I don't know.
What's the end game?
I don't know what they're just to be crappy.
Well.
Just to be. And he's.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah, he's accomplished it.
There's the end game. Okay, he's done that.
All right, so
now he can leave?
Here's what gets me. Oh, Jordan never tarnished his basketball ability when he went and played for the Washington Wizards. We don't even count that. Okay. So, Phil Jackson wins championships in Chicago as the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Wins championships with the Lakers as the head coach.
Right.
Takes over as the president GM of the New York Knicks and has sucked
Yeah, he hasn't been good. There's no way to spin
so
this one.
So wouldn't his image be tarnished?
The whole tarnished image
Or
thing.
Do you just say, well, as a coach, he did this and this and this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now,
as a GM, he was deplorable.
To be frank,
yeah,
I think Phil Jackson's incredibly overrated as a coach.
Well, he had some of the greatest talent ever to play the game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's not to say that he's not a good coach, but I think you give a lot of coaches the teams that he had, and they would have had similar successes that Phil Jackson had.
Probably.
Overrated, I think, would be something that I'd use as Phil Jackson. Again, not to diminish what he accomplished,
but
I think there are a lot of coaches that could have done exactly what he did.
Won titles.
What was revolutionary about Phil Jackson? He ran the triangle. Well, he brought in Tex Winter.
Yeah, Tex Winter. That was his offense.
To run the triangle.
That's correct.
He gave Michael Jordan some books to read. Okay.
He talked to him about Zen.
Yes, Zen. He puffed a little Gebel. I mean, it's... really?
Yeah, I know where you're coming from here. He had great teams every place where he coached.
Right.
Chicago and Los Angeles.
If he would have taken over, I don't know, the Nuggets when they had Carmelo.
Okay.
And taken them to a championship, then something.
Now you got something.
You know, a team that was close, but that, to me, is the mark of a great coach. Taking a team that is the best team and winning a championship.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Kerr. Is Steve Kerr a great coach?
We don't know that.
He's got a great team.
He does.
And unfortunately, I don't know if we'll ever know that.
See, here's the thing, and people will say, well, you can't put Steve Kerr in as a great coach. Look, while he was gone, look what Luke Walton did with that team.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's the truth.
It is.
Yeah.
Because how many games they lose under Walton?
Yeah, they had a huge winning streak in there.
Like two, that's it?
Yeah.
Look,
NBA coaching in general
is different than, it's way different than college.
Well, and college has made themselves, college basketball,
mm-hmm.
where the coaches are the stars, even more than college football.
You're right about that.
It is a coach's game.
Yes.
It is about Kay. It's about Calipari. It's about Izzo.
Boeheim. Yeah, you got it.
Self. Yep. You know, they're the characters that drive the sport. Yeah, you got that with Saban at Alabama, but that's really about it. You know, Dabo Sweeney, do you think of him as some kind of great technician?
No, right? I mean, that doesn't, no. If you're going to say...
He's a good rah-rah guy.
Yeah, name me a great coach. Well, Alabama, it's Saban. It's Nick Saban.
Yeah.
Well, Nick Saban sucked as an NFL coach with the Dolphins.
I think his tenure, incomplete. Would be more what I would put it.
Okay.
The Alabama job wasn't open.
I'll say it sucked.
You think so, huh?
Yeah. I thought he was horrible there, and he wasn't a guy that was ready for the NFL. And
well,
look, and here's...
He was 50-some years old. How much more ready should he be?
Well, no. He couldn't deal with the NFL. That's my perception.
Bill Belichick couldn't deal with the NFL either when he was with the Cleveland Browns.
No, because Belichick stayed... in the NFL. He then became an assistant in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he got a second opportunity, he made the best of it in New England.
You don't think Saban could have done that?
Maybe. But he decided to go back to college.
See, the revisionist history of Saban cracks me up because he wasn't that far off. That's the other thing.
They did not make the playoffs under him.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But they weren't 3-13 every year.
Well, I didn't say that.
Well, he said he was awful.
Well, if you don't make the playoffs, you're awful.
He was there 2 years.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the other part. I think it's
And he bagged on it in 2 years.
He went 9-7 the first year.
Yep.
6-10 the second.
There you go. So he got worse. That's what I said. He sucked.
Come on, Jim.
He sucked.
Come on, Jim.
He sucked.
That is so short-sighted.
It's not.
It really
is. Wait a minute. 9-7, and then he went 6-10.
Mm-hmm.
He sucked.
Okay, then Bill Belichick's a sucky coach, too.
He was in Cleveland, absolutely. He'll be the first to tell you that.
Right. But guys can't evolve. They can't get better.
I'm not saying that Saban didn't evolve. He went back to college and became a god of college football.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. It's different, just like what we talk about. The NBA, different coaching aspect than what it is in college. It's the same in the NFL and college football. It's different.
I just find it laughable that people think that Saban could not succeed in the NFL.
You just saw his record in 2 years. If he might have stayed longer, Trent, and then started to have success, then I would agree with you.
And I think he would have. That's what I'm getting.
You think the Alabama thing came up and he couldn't?
Of course.
Yeah, that's where he wanted to be.
Yes.
Well, his wife wanted to be the queen of the campus again.
Absolutely.
And she was a nobody in Miami, so that's why he bolted. It
worked out pretty well, right?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it worked out great. I'm not taking anything away from him.
Well, and that's what I'm getting
at. I'm not saying that.
Everybody always goes, well, he was a terrible NFL coach. Record, he was about 500 coach. He wasn't very good. That's all well and good. I just find the people that take it a step further and say think that he could never succeed, that he's only a college coach.
No, I didn't say that.
Those kind of things, because we've seen this happen plenty of times.
Yes.
Where your first stop, it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
But stop number two, that it does. And that Saban would not have been able to adapt and become an NFL coach.
The difference,
I find that part
The difference is you cannot compare him to Bill Belichick, because Belichick stayed in the NFL.
Right,
he did not go back, and he learned.
Well, obviously.
He learned again, and then when he got a second opportunity, he capitalized.
Right.
So if Saban were to get another opportunity in the NFL,
do you think he could succeed?
I think he'd probably have better success, since he already has an understanding of what the difference is. Yes.
And he wasn't as bad, I think, as people think that he was. That's the other part there.
Okay.
9-7, 6-10, two pretty ho-hum seasons. You're right. Didn't make the playoffs.
Right.
But it also wasn't. We're not talking about 1-15 running through here.
No, I'm not saying that. But he was.
I think people misremember thinking it was worse than it actually was.
Well, I didn't. I just said that he stunk when he was there.
9-7's not stinky.
No,
your first year as a head coach of the NFL.
But he regressed. Wait a minute. If 9-7 and then 6-10, that's regression in the NFL.
Jim, he didn't regress. So he forgot things that following year?
I have no idea why his team took
a
dump like that.
He had a concussion in 2006?
Don't ask me. His team had a worse record his second season.
So Bill Belichick wasn't as good.
Bill Belichick was terrible in Cleveland.
Not in Cleveland. But the year they went 11-5 and missed the playoffs, see, he wasn't as good.
I mean, 11-5.
That's just what you're saying, though. His record wasn't as good, though.
He also
lost Tom Brady.
There
are circumstances that happen here.
There are circumstances in every situation.
He didn't regress. That's what I'm getting
at. Okay.
The team.
All right.
He did get a quarterback. That was the biggest thing.
Well,
if Drew Brees signs there, he might still be coach of the NFL.
He might.
He still might be the Dolphins. They might have a couple of Super Bowls.
He might, but his wife wanted to be the queen of the campus.
I don't give two craps about Nick Saban's wife.
I don't either.
We're
but
talking
that's the
football
story.
Here.
Yes.
Right. But we're not talking about that right now.
Okay.
We're talking football. I'll tell you another thing. If they would have got Drew Brees and they were 12-4 and she doesn't like it in Miami, you know what? They're still in Miami and he's still coaching the Dolphins. So give me that crap about his wife wanting to leave. That's all well and good. But if they're winning football games, they weren't leaving Miami.
Well documented on the woman. But at any
you disagree.
No, I'm not disagreeing with that.
No.
That's a profound statement which rarely happens on this show.
You agree then?
I agree on that statement.
If they're winning football games,
he stayed.
His wife's not happy about not being a big fish in a little pond. That doesn't matter one iota because they're winning football.
That's right.
It's an easy excuse.
Yeah.
An easy out. And you're the easiest. Take the easy way out there.
Not either.
Blaming the wife on it.
It was well documented.
Blaming the wife.
Take a break. It was well documented.
We'll come back on the other side. We'll get you updated on the baseball here this afternoon. A look at what's happening tonight in the world of sports to come up as we put a cap on things. Jimmy B and TC live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studios. We're back here in a moment.
News, talk, sports. Yeah, we got all that online at 1700kbgg.com.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
It's baseball season, and if you're looking for a place to go for all the MLB games, make it Draft House 50 Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Cubs, Twins, Royals, White Sox, Cardinals, even the Brew Crew, or an out-of-market game. Draft House 50 has you covered with the MLB Extra Innings Package. Upscale bar food, an amazing beer selection, and on the weekends, brunch and Bloody Mary Bar every Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Draft House 50 Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine.
My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
At the Home Depot, we're pouring more into paint. And right now, we're giving more to pros, as in gold status for the week. June 19th through the 25th, we're giving pros 20% off all pro-grade paints, stains, and primers from top brands like Behr and Kilz. Savings like that, you can take to the bank. Literally. Unbelievable quality, unbeatable prices. And for a limited time, gold status for pros at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Must enter Pro Extra phone number at checkout for discount.
AutoZone presents Keeping Cool. When the AC's on the fritz, your commute becomes a hot mess. Luckily, AutoZone carries AC Pro refrigerant that helps restore cold air in only 10 minutes. And right now, you can get 20 ounces of AC Pro refrigerant with hose and gauge for just $39.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
I heard on the news about that 5-year-old who found his uncle's gun. The kid didn't know it was loaded.
I heard on the news about that 14-year-old girl who was bullied online. For like a year, she couldn't take it anymore, so she got her dad's gun from his nightstand.
I heard on the news about that guy who broke into someone's house, stole a gun from the hall closet.
He accidentally shot his cousin in the head.
She killed herself.
And later, killed the owner of the store he was trying to rob.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
1700 KBGG backs the blue, and we'd like you to back them too. Each week, go to our website at 1700kbgg.com and nominate an officer who does an outstanding job. Tell us why that officer deserves a special salute. We'll select an officer weekly, share their story online and on the air, and present them with a special certificate. And bring their department some Brugger's bagels. Help back the blue at 1700kbgg.com.
Trust, quality, value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single-family and multifamily homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
Your Honor, I stand before you to prove that AT&T's two-year price guarantee is the ultimate all-included bundle experience.
Order!
I submit Exhibit A, DirecTV Select all-included package with over 145 channels. Exhibit B, monthly fees for Wi-Fi Gateway, Genie HD DVR, and three additional receivers included.
Objection! Overruled!
Exhibit C, reliable high-speed internet and digital home phone.
Order!
And to close, lock in your bundle price at $89.99 a month for 2 years with AT&T.
The court rules in favor of AT&T. Call your local dealer now.
Switch to DirecTV today and start enjoying the nation's number one satellite TV service. Call Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR. That's Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR.
For us, 24-month TV and 12-month internet agreements and combined billing. New approved customers only must remain active and in good standing on all services or then prevailing rates apply in second year. Prorated ETF up to $480 for TV, $180 for internet. Equipment non-return and other fees and conditions apply. Call for details. Offer ends 1-21-17.
Jim Brunson, Trent Condon. It's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Live from the Wolf Construction Studio. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, it's our final segment here on a hot Wednesday as we say hello to you. We're back again tomorrow, bright and early at noon. I kind of like that.
Perfect time for
it
Jimmy
is for me.
Perfect time for Jimmy B. You know, in the summer,
yes,
I like to say this is when you really have to work at this job. You know, football season's easy.
Yes, it is.
You talk football, basketball season around here is easy with Iowa State, you and I, Drake, all the varying degrees.
Mm-hmm.
There's always plenty to talk about through March Madness, but this is the month, this June and into July, till we get to Big Ten, Big 12 Media Day. You got to work for content, especially in a market that derives with college sports.
Right.
And with college baseball not really mattering here, we're searching. And that's why we talk Primetime League, Capital City League.
Sure.
But we'll talk about those things because I think they're interesting. People want to hear the local content. We understand that. But our buddy over in Cedar Rapids, Mike Colas. Have you ever met Mike before?
I have not met Mike. Not in person. Talk to him.
Fun character.
Haven't met him.
Fun character.
Yep.
He looks at things certainly with a different angle. And I think that's what makes a good columnist. And that's why he has done such a good job of being a columnist over with the Gazette. I think he does a really good job of thinking outside of the beaten path. To me, that makes sports columnists at their best. And I'd put Halas in that one. You agree?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come with me now.
Okay.
All right.
I'm with you.
So did you see his article today?
I did not.
Okay. He wrote an article 20 years ago today.
Oh, is this where the comedian?
Yes.
Okay.
Norm MacDonald.
Yes.
And of Saturday Night Live fame at the time.
That's right.
Made his way to Iowa City for an event. They had a golf event before that. He did a little stand-up gig out at Hancher Auditorium, 2,000-seat venue where all kinds of things happen right on campus there at Iowa.
Okay.
And saw many plays and different things there in my days in Iowa City. And it just kind of gave me this shocking realization that, A, 1997 was 20 years ago.
Yes.
But just how different things are. And there's no video of this event.
Mm-hmm.
There's no video of him doing stand-up, where if this was happening today, everybody had their
cell phones
out.
Yeah, there'd be some clips, at least. Yes.
And, you know, how this was called so risque at the time and things like that. And just thinking back to 20 years ago, it seems like, in a way, 1997 doesn't seem, at least to me, like 20 years ago.
No, me either. Me either. It's like yesterday.
Right, right. But there it is, and how different it was. So, alas today, though, it's certainly off the sports path. But if you want to take a fun trip down memory lane, I'll go back there 20 years ago when Norm MacDonald was in town, did some stand-up, and then was not allowed to play in the golf tournament the next day.
What did he get into? Do you have the
a little bestiality?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
You got to be careful about that one. A lot of things. So, yeah, it's
okay.
A fun...
So we can't discuss it here on the show,
because
you and I definitely are PG.
Or PG-13.
Yeah. Maybe with a head.
Every once in a while. You know, I've noticed lately.
You've only dumped me like once this year.
No, it's happened like twice in the last 2 weeks.
What?
You've dropped S-bombs kind of under your breath. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing over there? You're lucky I listened to you because, you know, if it was reversed.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
because you never listen to me. You're always in your iPad.
No, I'm listening.
That whole time I was trying to open this thing up, I'm looking for a little eye contact. Because
I'll give you eye contact.
Right, right.
Okay,
all right. Get away from that iPad.
No, I knew it was
you're worse than a teenage girl with that thing.
What? Don't even go there with me.
You are. You can't get your eyes off of it.
No.
You got your nose in your technology. I feel like I'm yelling at Ella. Look me in the eyes when I'm talking to you.
The thing that... See, I like Norm MacDonald.
I do, too.
I thought he was pretty funny.
I thought he was good at Update. There were some people that thought he was awful.
Awful. Yeah. I liked him.
All right. You're an SNL fan like myself, right?
Yeah.
Watched it now. Did you watch it from the get-go?
Pretty much. Did
you get in a little bit? Okay. So this is what I want to ask you. We'll have a little Wednesday fun here. I want to see the anchors. Who your favorite anchors are. Let's see if we can get a list.
Okay, so you had... Oh, I can tell you who mine is.
Okay.
Right now.
Right from the top.
Yeah. Mine's Jane Curtin.
Jane Curtin. She was second. She was after Chevy Chase had it initially.
Yes.
Charles Rocket had it for a year.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything even...
No.
Now, this is obviously before my time, but even like, you know, the best of and things like that, nothing there. Dennis Miller, that was the first of my generation.
Okay.
Growing up.
And he was okay at it.
I thought he was good.
Okay.
Kevin Nealon, I loved. I really thought Kevin Nealon
was good at it.
Yes. Very dry wit.
Yes, it was.
Then it went into Norm.
Yes.
And it was quite the change. For Miller, that was very political. To Nealon, that was, but in a different, more sarcastic tone. And then you get to MacDonald, and Norm just didn't care.
You know, yeah.
It was a I don't give a crap kind of attitude.
That's it.
And I understand how that rubbed some people the wrong way. Colin Quinn after that.
He was all right.
He was all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, I didn't dislike him.
Then they went into Jimmy Fallon and Tina Fey.
Yes. I thought they had, they had chemistry off the TV as well for a while. But, yeah, I thought they were decent.
Faye and then Amy Poehler.
Amy Poehler, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I thought they were good. I don't even remember Horatio Sands.
Yeah, he did it.
Did it for a year.
Yeah, that was it.
I must not have been watching. I was probably at the bar every night. Amy Poehler and Seth Meyers then was good. Then
yes.
Seth Meyers by himself.
Right.
And then into the recent days. And Colin Jost and Michael Che, the last couple. Those guys are good.
They are funny.
They do a good job.
The thing that struck me about Jane Curtin is when she was on with Dan Aykroyd, they did a thing called Point Counterpoint. And it's a classic line from there. And he would go off on her and just rail her for like a minute with a commentary.
Mm-hmm.
And then first words out of her mouth when she would get her chance was, she would go off and rail him. And then when Dan Aykroyd would have his chance, his first words would always be, Jane, you ignorant slut.
Yes, I've seen
it. It's one of the greatest lines of all time. And you knew it was coming, and you still laughed. Because you just waited for him to deadpan after she just killed him for a minute. And he'd look at her and go, Jane, you ignorant slut.
Very good one. Now I'm trying to think of it. I don't know who I'd rank as my favorite because... Like I said, those are before my time.
You didn't see the early ones. I mean, you can go see clips of them all the
time.
Sure,
and I have, like that one, which is great.
Jane, you ignorant slut. Yeah.
I don't think it would be Norm. Jimmy Fallon annoyed the crap out of me during that time.
Okay.
I really couldn't stand him. As good as Tina Fey was, I thought he was awful. Certainly during that time period. Seth Meyers,
No.
It's either Dennis Miller or Kevin Nealon for me.
Okay.
And not one above the other. So a little more difficult for me.
Okay.
Got a kick out of that story today about a Halas.
Yes. That is funny about that. That really is. Look, one of the greatest bits ever, and you have to go back and look at it, because it took place in the late 70s, and it was when John Belushi was still on the cast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And... Do you remember the song Feeling All Right? Dial it up real quick. Just type it in and see.
Feeling All Right?
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you who does it yet. Yeah, Feeling All Right. And just play it.
Okay.
And you'll see.
Misjudged it. It's over his head.
Stammons
stumbled around first, but he'll have a double.
You got double audio there.
See?
got to have jealousy.
Yeah, that sounds like something I have.
Okay. That's Joe Cocker.
All right.
Okay. Joe Cocker.
I always giggled at his name growing up.
Joe, I can understand that. Yeah. Just like I giggle when I go to Come and Go. So, the same thing. Same thing. So, when Joe Cocker appeared on... Now I'm laughing and I can't stop. Feeling all right. Yeah. Uh-huh. Joe Cocker was a fabulous blues R&B type singer. But he was... How do I describe his performance on camera? He lost control of his body.
All right.
And he had all kinds... Type in real quick so you see this. Joe Cocker, John Belushi.
Okay,
since we got a few minutes here, and people that have searched the web, they've seen this video. Because it's one of the iconic videos of all time. And Cocker just kind of, when he sings, he loses control of his bodily functions. His arms just flap all over like a bird. His legs go goofy. All right, yep, and here we go. And you'll see this, all right. And then what John Belushi does, Trent, he comes out in the exact same clothes. There he is, right there is Joe Cocker. And he does the facial expressions as well. It's one of the, and Cocker loved it. But it is one of the classiest impersonations. When the guy is standing right there next to you.
Pretty good.
It is pretty good.
It is pretty good.
I know it's a long time ago.
Oh, but, that it is, Jim.
But if you look at it on the web, it's Belushi doing Joe Cocker and Cocker standing right next to him singing.
We're used to old references from you, though, Jimmy B.
Oh, I know, but still.
And that is A-okay.
That was just absolutely spectacular. What do we got in the Cubs game here?
Cubs up 2-0 as they play top of the fifth inning with that one. So a lot going on certainly there. We'll keep an eye on that throughout the afternoon. Coming up tonight, Jimmy B, what do you got in store? What's going to grab you?
Oh, man.
NBA draft tomorrow night.
Yeah. Well, I'll be dialed into that.
Sure, sure. Can I interest you in little Angels Yankees? That do anything for you?
Well, when Aaron Judd comes up, it does.
Michael Wacha on the mound for the Cardinals?
Yeah,
he was born in Iowa.
I know. But he's been bad.
Brewers, Pirates, not really. How about the Twins against the White Sox tonight? You get to see Berríos.
I'll sample it.
All right.
I'll sample that. But I am going to watch some of the Mets and Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Because and it's like Aaron Judge. When Cody Bellinger comes up, I want to see if he yanks another one out of the yard.
He is absolutely ridiculous. And what's proved to be a pretty tricky good series, Arizona-Colorado.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that before the year?
Exactly.
And a decent pitching matchup. Taijuan Walker on the mound for the D-backs tonight against Jeff Hoffman, who's been really good since he got called up.
Yep.
ERA 2.25 and whip under 1. For Hoffman, the youngster for the Rockies. They've called a couple of guys up that have been really good, helping solidify that staff. So baseball tonight. We'll get ready for the NBA draft tomorrow here on the program. We got Tiki Barber. He'll be stopping by. Ken Silverstein will be here. Josh Martin on the NBA. Chris Cotillo was supposed to join us today.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk baseball with him tomorrow, though. Just heard back from Chris.
Okay.
And he's ready to go. If you miss any portion of the show, we talk with Pat Hardy today on the Hawkeyes. Nick Nelson talks some Minnesota sports with us. Mitch Sherman on college baseball and some football. You can find those always at the podcast page over at 1700kbgg.com.
All right, everybody. We are done for the day, but we will return tomorrow bright and early at 12 noon. Jimmy.
1700kbgg is the big talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3. Sports talk that rocks. 1700kbgg.
Hi, folks. Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
This is Rob Doheny with Next Generation Realty. Welcome to the best real estate market since 2008. Why pay those overpriced 5, 6, or 7% commissions? Next Generation Realty offers a flat fee as low as $39.90, and you get top exposure on Zillow, Trulia, plus all the services of a licensed real estate broker. The results speak loudly. We've saved our home sellers over $35 million. Call Next Generation Realty first. 224-9900. Save thousands.
Introducing the new Lucky Charms Shake at Burger King. It's a mix of hand-spun vanilla-flavored soft serve, tasty bits of Lucky Charms cereal, and memories of watching Saturday morning cartoons in your PJs. The new Lucky Charms Shake at Burger King. Relive your childhood in a cup. Maybe it's the magical marshmallow pieces flying up your straw. Maybe it's the magically delicious taste. Whatever the reason, it's a good reason to head over to a Burger King restaurant and try one now. Only at Burger King. Also, try the Fruit Loop Shake now at Burger King. Shakes available for a limited time only. Participation varies.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries, this is Dion. How can I help you?
Hey, Dion, I need an oil change.
What kind of oil do you need?
Conventional.
Well, we have a special on 5 quarts of Valvoline for $23.99.
Wow, that's a great deal.
It runs real clean. It protects against cold starts, heat, and wear.
Perfect.
Sign up for Speed Perks, and you can save even more.
Okay, will do.
Now at Advance Auto, get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Purolator filter for just $23.99. See store for details. Also at participating Carquest Auto Parts stores.
Get to JCPenney for our 4th of July sale. Save up to 40% on major appliances from brands like LG, GE, and Samsung. Plus, get up to a $500 Visa prepaid card when you purchase more appliances. And get 30-month special financing on purchases with your JCPenney credit card. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Financing terms valid 6/21 to 7/12 on purchases of $7.99 or more. Must request a time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Limit one Visa prepaid card by mail as a rebate per address. Except in Rhode Island. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
Trust, quality, value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single-family and multifamily homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
The Western Edge has a special sweet deal thank you gift for your years of service. Right now, buy a ticket to the Big Country Bash, and the Western Edge will give you a second ticket absolutely free. Availability and time for this offer are limited, so you have to hurry. It's a special two-for-one ticket deal, courtesy of your friends at the Western Edge. But you have to hurry. Log on to 1700kpgg.com now to take advantage of this awesome sweet deal on bash tickets from the Western Edge. The Big Country Bash, Sunday, June 25th at Living History Farms.
Can you finish this little ad phrase? Snap, crackle, right. Most people know it's pop for Rice Krispies. But this message isn't about cereal. It's about how your memory works. Why is it you remember certain ad messages and literally hundreds of songs that you never